KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 23 degrees, the wind chill of 12. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Our weather forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy, a high of only 31. Winds northwest to west at 15 to 30 miles per hour. In Southwest Iowa News, the Clarinda Police Department is reminding citizens that if you receive a call from someone representing himself as Richard Anderson with the Social Security Administration, that call is a scam. The person will promise a significant increase in your Social Security benefit, but they'll require some bank account numbers, birth dates, and other personal information. The Social Security Administration does not conduct business in that manner. Officials say if you receive that type of call, hang up immediately and do not provide any personal or financial information. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said several calls like that have been made in recent days to area citizens. A man from Montgomery County died during a rollover accident Saturday morning in Shelby County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 18-year-old Devin Lee McLean of Elliott died at the scene of the crash in the 1100 block of Timber Road at around 9:45 a.m. Saturday. Authorities said McLean was traveling northbound when he lost control of the 1999 Chevy Tahoe he was driving, causing the vehicle to roll over into the east ditch. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Harlan Fire Department, Harlan Police Department, and Medevac Ambulance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two women were arrested following a traffic stop last week. On Wednesday, 54-year-old Beth Ann Bonison of Atlantic was arrested and charged with possession of methamphetamine first offense. That same time and location, 20-year-old Selena Marie Hansen of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Both women were taken to the Cass County Jail. Bonison was released on her own recognizance later that day. Hansen was released also on her own recognizance several days later. Last Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 29-year-old Janae Nicole Anderson of Audubon on five counts of unauthorized use of a credit card amounting to less than $1,000. Anderson was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. On November 28th, 22-year-old Nicholas Wayne Renner of Huxley was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for probation violation. Renner was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held yesterday on $5,000 bond. And on November 29th, 25-year-old Devin Foote of Griswold turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a charge of violation of a no-contact order. Foote was later released on his own recognizance after pleading not guilty before the magistrate. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday five people were arrested recently on separate charges. Last Friday, officers arrested 20-year-old Douglas Klein of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. On Saturday, 55-year-old Philip Frazier of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for simple assault. On November 29, 32-year-old Adam Morris of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault and simple assault, causing bodily injury. On November 25th, 26-year-old Devin Register of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for delivery of a controlled substance. And on November 22nd, 32-year-old Daniel Long of Atlantic was arrested on Cass County warrants for theft in the third degree and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. All those subjects were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents that occurred December 1st and 2nd. Officials say Patrice Hansen of Forest City was given a warning for failure to yield upon entering a through street. After she stopped at the intersection of 10th and Olive Streets on December 1st before proceeding westbound into the intersection, where her vehicle collided with a vehicle driven by Jordan Edgington of Atlantic. Edgington was making a left-hand turn from northbound Olive onto 10th Street at the time. The accident, which happened at around 6 p.m. Thursday, resulted in $2,500 damage. The second accident happened Friday at around 5:10 p.m. at the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets, when a vehicle driven by April Loomis of Atlantic struck the rear of a vehicle driven by Pamela Rodriguez of Atlantic. The accident occurred as Rodriguez was slowing for a red light as she was traveling east on 7th Street. Damage from that collision amounted to $3,200. Police cited Loomis for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. Taking a look at our funeral announcements, Floyd John Miracle, age 84, of Earlham, has died. A visitation for Floyd Miracle will be held tomorrow from 2 until 3 p.m. at the Earlham United Methodist Church, followed by services at 3 p.m. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Larry Miller, age 71, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ivan Jones, age 95, of Waukee and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ivan Jones will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Eugene Gene Hahn, age 76, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. A mass of Christian burial for Gene Hahn will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Brian Swede Johnson, age 61, of Exira, died December 3rd at the VA Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian Swede Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Daryl Adams, age 78, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial reception for Daryl Adams will be held Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Elliott Community Building. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Ronald Hill, age 64, who's formerly of Manning, died November 30th. Celebration of life services for Ronald Hill will be Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m. at the House Barn Fireside Room in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Robert Gokin, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Robert Gokin are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.